Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always. I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take three deep breaths in, let us be intentional that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Extend the stomach, lower the diaphragm, and breathe in this renewing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly. Before we take our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention into our heart cave, into the sanctuary of the soul. God is spirit, who is closer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. Inhale. Hold. Gently. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that we are choosing consciously for the next 9 to 10 minutes to deepen within, to commune with the Spirit that is God, that is our life, that is the power, the presence that is right where we are. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'm reading Psalm 113 for Psalms for Praying, an Invitation for Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Sing praises to the beloved of all hearts. Sing praises, all you who would honor love. Sing praises to the architect of the universe. Bless the Holy One from this time forth and forevermore. Aspire to know the unknowable, to enter fully into the great mystery, to be fertile ground to the heart seed of love. Aspire to gifts of the Spirit. Be open to grace and express gratitude. Who is like the Blessed One, the One who is infinite love, power, and wisdom, who enters into human hearts and brings comfort to those in need. Yes, those who call upon the Merciful One are lifted up and blessed with new life. They wear a crown of joy as they recognize their oneness with Spirit. Come, all who suffer and are heavy laden, open your hearts to love. Sing praises to the heart of all hearts. Divine Beloved, ground of being, the absolute reality and the source of all that is. As we consciously choose to commune and connect with the source that is right where we are, your spirit, your life, your presence, may we surrender anything that is not of love this day. Any irritations, any frustrations, any annoyances, any fears, any worries, any anxieties, any stresses. Let us come before thy throne of grace and put them down, to come back to the remembrance that love is who we are. Love is the image in which we are made. Love is at the core of our being. Love. 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 In these times when we are challenged and we are feeling a sense of perhaps grief or loneliness or despair, may we remember that right where we are, your spirit, your presence, your power is to guide, to direct, to inspire, to empower, to uplift, to heal, to renew, to transform. So let us rest in you in these times, opening our hearts with gratitude for all that you are providing for us. Let us be aware from the very breath that we are breathing so freely, to the food that we have, for the bed that we've slept upon, for the gift of water and electricity and all these things that so many people do not have. Let us hold in our hearts at this time those who are without, those who are without shelter, without food, those who are in a situation where they are open to more abuse. Let us hold in our hearts our leaders, that they may be governing us wisely at this time. Let us hold in our hearts those people who may not be taking this situation seriously. Let us hold in our hearts all those that have transitioned home back to you through this disease or through anything else. Let us hold in our hearts those who are mourning and grieving the loss of their loved ones. Let us hold our beautiful world in our hearts. As yesterday we acknowledged Earth Day, may every day be Earth Day. May we remember that this planet, this earth, belongs to you, and we are but caretakers. Let us honor the rights of all sentient beings to live freely. Let us learn to respect, accept, and acknowledge all of our differences. For everything is an expression of your life. Everything is an expression of you. To hate, to dislike, or to fear another is to hate or dislike or fear you. And we know that you, Father, Mother, God, are love. And so, Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, for all the situations, for all the conditions, for all that is happening in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our country, and in the world abroad, we bring them and lay them at the altar. And for anything I have may not asked or remembered, I know that you will not fail to bless. But we take a moment to individually, silently speak whatever's on our hearts. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. So it is. Together we say Amen. Take Amen. A deep breath in. As we do our prayer of intention, repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without. Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in and allow this prayer of intention to resonate within your being. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.